David gave a charge to his son Solomon. We read about it in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. This is what he says, "And you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father, and serve him with single mind and a willing heart, for the Lord searches every mind and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will abandon you forever." What a charge David gave. We remember also Paul's charge to Timothy. It was a commission, a command, much more a handing over of responsibility. And we read about it in 1 Timothy chapter 6. "Fight the good fight of faith," he said. "Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the presence of God who gives life to all things and of Jesus Christ." It is a charge that should be given to every Sunday school teacher, every deacon, every elder, every worship leader, every pastor, and to every parent and every grandparent. We will know more than we know now if we get to know Jesus. Isaiah could say in chapter 55, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God thinks differently to us. To get to know him is to think like he thinks. He said, "Know the God of your father." David seemed to know God better than his parents, better than his contemporaries, and better than superiors. So often the phrase "God of your fathers" is used. Unfortunately, we know that Solomon never achieved the relationship with God that David had. God of our fathers, be the God of each succeeding race, said the hymn writer. Now, David had slip-ups in life. Solomon was sidetracked. One allows you to get back on course. The other means that you are liable to drift further away. Every son should want to be like their father. One child wrote, "Dear God, I want to be just like my daddy when I get big, but not with so much hair all over. Love, Sam." Some of the past generations have been great Christians. We knew them, but we must know their God. Pastor Leith was a former missionary to China. He and his wife would often let me stay at their house. They'd suffered much when the Japanese invaded China and the communists, but the fire of God was in them still. Pastor Oldfield from Lancashire was built like an ox. Before his conversion, he would fight from one end of the village to the other. When he became a minister, he would take many young people on evangelistic trips to the continent. These were lives filled with the love of God. We must know that their God is our God. To know God means to be intimate with him, to have a close relationship. We are more than just casual friends. My father knew God well. He was often talking to him. I wanted to know him too. I want all my family to know him as well. And David wanted Solomon to know God. J.I. Packer said this, "A little knowledge of God is worth more than a great deal of knowledge about him." Paul could say to the Philippians, "That I might know him and the power of his resurrection." Someone said, "To know him is to love him, and to love him is to serve him." When we know the Lord, we can serve him. It was not a case of David serving his country only. It was a case of serving God first. When Prince Charles and Diana married, one of their songs was, "I Vow to Thee, My Country." It was written by Cecil Spring Rice, but the last verse starts with, "And there is another country I've heard of long ago." That other country must take priority. If you have made a vow to God first, you can serve your family or any other calling you have. I serve God as a result. I serve the local church. But first of all, we serve the Lord. Some Ugandan Christians each had a place of prayer in the bush, and you could tell if one wasn't so regular in their prayers because the pathway soon became overgrown. What a charge David gave Solomon, and what a challenge. And God gives us a charge too, an order that has responsibility. It might be to our family, to our friends, to our community, or to the world. Jesus gave a charge to the disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." It was a command with responsibility, and we have it. The Lord bless you. Amen.